This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's the Monday, February 24th edition of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off today, back on the morrow. Lots of conversation about the weekend results, the domination in Nevada of Bernie Sanders, and the excuses coming from Joe Biden and all the rest of them. He's got some momentum, and I'm not excited about his candidacy, but the results are speaking for themselves, at least to this point. So you see what happens, and I hope I'm not in denial and trying to forward the likes of somebody who I think actually could beat Trump, and that would be Bloomberg, because I don't think Bernie's got a chance. I think the two of you, Victoria and Kara, may not agree with me, but even so, this country is not... This is not a socialistic country. His values, whatever he says to people that makes them think he's going to be able to do something, as I think I said earlier, I noted that you go back to the era of George McGovern, Michael Dukakis, and some of these others who were extremists, and they somehow got the Democratic nod. And this is what happens when a lot of people don't get into the process. It'll be very interesting during the primary season to see if enough people get out there to really indicate that the country would go for Bernie Sanders, but it's a disaster in the making, because either he can't do, or in the practical sense wouldn't do, what he said he will do. You know, like all other politicians, they make lots of promises. I was looking into his background. Very interesting. Guy lived in a cabin until he was 40. Do you know that? His first wife, I don't know what happened to his daughter. They kind of went off the radar. You never see or hear anything about his daughter. Then he became mayor of Burlington, Vermont, and from that point he went into Congress, and then he became a senator. He was always an independent until he ran for president. He became a Democrat after he decided he was going to run for president, but he's been an independent. And so you'll notice when the discussion comes up about Bloomberg and him being a Republican, then he became a Democrat, Bernie never talks about stuff like that, because he's not always been a Democrat, frankly. So anyway, I don't know what other things we can note with regard to his representation over the weekend. He had a good show.
The interesting thing about Bernie is that he is very, of all of the candidates, he's the only one who really inspires his followers.
Yes, I agree 100%.
You know, you can make a lot of parallels to Trump supporters. You know, Trump supporters are diehards, and Bernie supporters are diehards.
Yeah,
and
when they don't want to hear about anybody else, they don't want to know about it. Same thing with Trump. You're right. 100%.
Yeah, and so it's I don't look. If you said when we first heard, oh, Donald Trump wants to run for president, everyone laughed. It was a joke.
Yep,
unfortunately, it was a joke that happened. So, but
joke's
no one
on
thought.
Us.
But no one really thought that that would happen. And so to say that Bernie could never win, I don't know. I hope he doesn't win.
But, he's not. It's not my cup of tea by any stretch of the imagination. Even though he has good things in his mind as far as farmers are concerned and agriculture, but the rest of the stuff is from outer space as far as I'm concerned.
Well, so, Trump was going to have Mexico pay for a wall, and we haven't seen those receipts yet. So, you know, people say a lot of stuff on the campaign trail,
what's the basis of their support if people aren't believing what they say? You know, a lot of the kids that have college debt, Kara's age, they love it because it's going to be free. College is going to be free, and medical, free. Everything's free. Who the hell are you kidding? Not going to be free. By any stretch of the imagination. We're going to get the billionaires to play. You moron, where do you think the jobs come from? And people who don't get this, those bastards that made all that money, they're no good. What do you think creates the America that is today? It was Carnegie. It was all of the people that took the incentive that America offered to create businesses and to create wealth. That's what it's about. That's where jobs come from. They don't come from the public sector. The public sector has to have the private sector in order to be able to pay the bill. And you look at China. Those people over there don't make any money because the government controls everything, including the means of production. So the money goes to them to do with it what they want. You want that in America? I don't want that in America. As bad as our system is, and as flawed as it is, it still is better than having something. And I'm an entrepreneur. I've never worked. I've worked for other people, but I've never depended on other people. I've always depended on myself. When I was working for somebody else, I still had my own business. I've always had my own business since I was in college. And I wouldn't survive or wouldn't have survived, and I wouldn't keep going in any other circumstance. Me work for the state. Oh, man. Oof. It would be a miserable existence. Has it been perfect? No. But I've learned through what entrepreneurship is about and what the business of being able to prove yourself is all about that I can survive. There's no challenge to surviving in a system where the government controls everything. They're the nanny. So you want to have a nanny state? Vote for Bernie. Help yourself.
Well, I'd rather have that than what we have with Trump, to be honest. So Bernie's not my ideal candidate either. But
no.
There's.
I won't be voting.
Time for change.
I don't disagree with you, but I won't be voting for Bernie, and I won't be voting for Trump. So if that's the choice,
I think it'll be interesting to see who Bernie's running mate would be. I think a lot can depend
Bloomberg,
on that too.
A lot will depend
same
on
for
what
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, absolutely, I agree with you there. All right, other big story of the day is the continuing focus on the coronavirus. The flare-up gets bigger and more challenging to deal with. Italy now, it was just a focus on China, but now, Victoria, the Italians have imposed some strict measures on who comes in and who gets out. 150 people have died, or I don't know what the story is with numbers, but I know the Italians are all worked up about this. And in South Korea, apparently there are lots of cases of this, and that makes sense, I suppose, because of the proximity of Korea, number of people going in and out of China all the time. So that's a problem. And so now, you know, people are trying to figure out, okay, how do we get rid of this? And there's no solution other than enhancing your immune system, protecting yourself from it. And if you get it, you know, the chances of you dying are 2.3% of the people who have gotten it so far have died, which is a far cry from the regular flu. 0.1% of the people that get the flu die. So that tells you how many people have the flu. If already, 12,000-13,000 people have died in our country of the flu? A lot of people have the flu.
Yeah.
A lot of people. That's because we eat bad food. we eat
crappy
food. We have no immune system. We're eating all this fat and drinking all this crap, these sugary drinks. No, you're not going to have a strong immune system. You're just a pile of cells waiting to be attacked. That's what the situation is. So what are we going to do? I was going to say take a deep breath. You better be careful where you're taking that deep breath. Not as much as anything else. Good Lord. Did you see the story of this nut bird? Karen and I were talking about this crackpot who went up on a rocket that he designed and killed himself in the Darwin Awards. I don't remember where this was. Karen, you remember where this took place? It's just out of the side of corner of my eye.
He was in California. I don't know where Barstow is.
Barstow's out in the desert.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to launch yourself on a rocket, I guess that's a good place to do it. But
right.
I guess he's one of the biggest flat earthers that there is. And so strapped himself to a rocket. And I guess he was supposed to have a parachute or something to, you know, take him off the rocket. But it didn't work out how he planned. And he wasn't able to prove that the Earth is actually a disc. So someone else will have to get on a rocket to prove that, I guess.
Well, SpaceX is planning to send civilians into space to break the world record. Four people are going to view Earth from space and break a world record. Elon Musk's company, SpaceX flying four people into space. They're identified as space tourists. They have a deal with Space Adventures, which says they're going to be the first in orbital space tourism, an entirely American company with American technology. They've flown private citizens into the up to the International Space Station in the past, but Russian spacecraft have been used. This company hired the Russians. Mission will launch from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Date hasn't been released yet. It'll be anywhere between the end of next year and early 2022. Space Adventures say four people will get the chance. Cost them $250,000 apiece. Four people will be launched into orbit using the Crew Dragon capsule, which is designed, again, to fly the astronauts up to the space station. The spacecraft carries up to seven, but they couldn't find seven people to cough up $250,000. So they're sending up four. And they have to start preparing now. They're in training. These, you know that, right? These
I would imagine this is
out.
Not something you just, you know, show no, up that day.
No, you're not
and
getting
get
into
them,
the plane. No, right. It's not like getting on an airplane. Nope. You got to go through all kinds of training. They take you in Cape Canaveral. I've always called it Cape Canaveral. Cape Kennedy, the Space Center. They have a huge pool where they train the astronauts. And you got to go in there and get used to what it's like in zero gravity and with all the pressure against you. They put them, they suit them up, and they throw them into the pool. And they leave them there. To, you know, try to figure out how they're going to pull you out if you get into trouble. But the space suit weighs about 100 pounds. So imagine yourself in a pool with 100 pounds of weight plus yours. You're trying to get around. How's that? There's a lot to this, as you suggested. It'd be fun. I'd do it if I had $250,000. I would do it in a second. Try to do it anyway. And see what happened. I don't know whether it was an age thing. What are you laughing about? You don't think I could do it?
It's not that I don't. I think you could. I think the question really is, though, what type of. I think physically you're probably in good shape, but I'm Thank sure you. They have to go through rigorous guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just think of the liability.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Well, maybe. Less psychological, physically, just to be able to handle it.
You'll sign an agreement so that there's nobody going to be liable but you. They're not putting themselves into that position. You can be sure of that. There'll be a paid. You know, you think you can go to the doctor's office now and you have to sign all those HIPAA documents, takes you 15 minutes to fill out all the forms. You think there'll be plenty of that form. Okay, we're not responsible for this. We're not responsible for that. You're doing this on your own. Yada, 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 yada. Speaking of doing things on your own, how about we do something to simply whiten your teeth? Or maybe I should put the adjective in a different place. To whiten your teeth simply. Simple process with power swabs, and it'll leave a lasting impression on people who are around you. What do you need to know about power swabs whitening your teeth? Their system works so well. Why is that? Because the system was developed by a dentist who is used to having people come and complain about their teeth. What do I do, doc? So he put together this all-natural concoction of ingredients that whitens your teeth and doesn't affect your enamel. In fact, it enhances, it rehydrates your enamel. I mean, there are a dozen different reasons to do this. I've done it. I've been doing it for years. The girls all laugh when I get on my little... I get the tube that you get, and you snap the end of it off, Q-tip, just put the stuff, dab it on your teeth, and you'll see in seconds how your teeth are improved by a couple of shades, and each time you do it, it's a couple of shades better. So join the crowd. Whiten your teeth the safe, natural, effective way with power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Start using power swabs today. Why do it the hard way? Do it the easy way. You don't have anything to lose. It's guaranteed your money back. If you don't like it in 30 days, not seeing an improvement, get your dough back. 800-208-1797. Get the best smile you can get the easy way with power swabs. 800-208-1797.
Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Late around to liking Bon Jovi, kind of like U2. I was never a big fan of U2 either early on, but they kind of stick with me now. I think Bon Jovi has that same effect on me. So they've revealed details about their upcoming album, Bon Jovi 2020, follow-up to 2016's This House Is Not For Sale, set for release on the 15th of May this year. So the band has shared a music video over the weekend for the album's lead single. You're listening to it right now, called Limitless. You want to listen for a minute? See, this is what I like about them. There's a consistency, and I like the energy behind the music. Do you ladies think I'm right?
Yeah, I mean, Bon Jovi's not my favorite. Yeah, it's very consistent.
It's not my favorite, but it's it's listenable stuff. Press release for Bon Jovi 2020, the band states that it'll address tough topics such as gun control, veterans issues, politics, the meaning of family, and much more. That's interesting. In the music, I'm guessing, or in the tour?
Yes, in the album.
Both.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi said, quote, encompasses life, love, and loss. The band will tour the record this summer, kicking off June 10th in Tacoma, Washington, ending with a two-night residency at Madison Square Garden in late July. Brian Adams, this is interesting, is opening for Bon Jovi. Huh. Earlier this
year, that's going to bump Brian Adams back up into relevancy, I think.
Taylor Swift
gave him a big boost on her last tour. When she was in Canada, she found out that he was at the next venue, a much smaller venue than where she was playing, so she brought him out on stage with her. And, Yeah, it gave him a big boost. It was a viral moment, for sure.
Good. Brian Adams was a good pop singer. Earlier this year, John Bon Jovi appeared on stage with Billy Joel at his Madison Square Garden show to perform It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, and also a big shot. Still Rock and Roll to Me. Billy Joel still tickles me. There's something about him. He just doesn't seem to give a damn. He's just out there pounding away and collecting the dough. And he's got, what, a 40-year-old wife and a kid that's four. How old is his latest child?
I think
child?
She's in her 30s, and he's got, like,
the
a
wife
two-year-old.
Is,
or, yeah, right, and he like has, like, a two-year-old or something.
Yeah. The stuff you girls love. All right, next up, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Bob Seger. I've always liked Bob Seger. Something about him, storytelling. I love this song, Yes, the Wind. Can you crank it for a second? The piano. So, Seger dropped a lyric video for his title track to Against the Wind, which turns 40 years old this week. Wow. Think back. Yeah, I guess it is 40 years. New video follows the lyric video for Night Moves on his recently launched YouTube channel. That's another great move. That's another great song, Night Moves. He's a good storyteller, and his voice is that haunting sort of voice that you don't forget. And he and the Silver Bullet Band released this song in February of 1980. Matter of fact, I think it's February 25th, so it'll be tomorrow. It was his only number one album. He said in 1980, quote, "Knowing the difference between when people are using you and when people truly care about you, that's what Against the Wind is all about. The people in that song have weathered the storm, and it's made it much better than they've been able to do it and maintain whatever relationship they have. Get through is a real victory, no matter what the challenge." I agree with him on that one. He wrapped up his extensive farewell tour last fall, so this is let's start over again. How old is he? 70? He's got to be 70, isn't he?
70-something, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Not sure.
I don't think so. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, he's good, and he deserves success. Bob Seger at 28 after the hour.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first official visit to India. Overnight here, he was addressing a packed house there at a rally at the world's largest cricket stadium, the first event to be held at the venue that seats about 110,000. Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A front row seat to savings.
All month long at Staples, you can save up to 40% on select chairs.
Executive or desk chairs for the office.
Right now, up to 40% off.
And gaming chairs for your home.
Also up to 40% off.
So whether you're outfitting your home, your office, or your home office,
take a seat and save big all month long at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20 while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Fun with Dick and Jane, no fun with Doug and Victoria and Kara Schillen. We're on board and we're working through the day. It's Monday here, the Monday, last Monday of February, and there is a leap year. So Saturday is leap day, in a manner of speaking. Do you know why leap years are used? Maybe we should spend some time on this. This is kind of fun, right? This week, maybe we'll spend some time learning more about leap year. It does not mean as much anymore. I remember it was a big deal when I was a kid. We were happy to find somebody who had a birthday and February 29th. Aha! You're only going to be 4 years old instead of 16. What a stupid
thing. Why do we even have a leap? I don't get it.
Well, because the Earth, the Earth is moving in such a way you have to catch up. I don't understand quite how it works.
Yeah, wouldn't
in terms
it? I was reading
physics.
Something, isn't it, that it shifts? Like, if we didn't have an extra day, then it would slowly become that, like, July is in winter or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Got
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we have to have an extra day inserted in February. This leap year, and most leap year, obviously all leap years, 366 days instead of 365, 29 days in February. There are a few exceptions. This is the Gregorian calendar, the calendar used by most modern countries. And so every year is divisible by four is a leap year. and I don't know who started this or when it got started, but it sort of brings you around. It's one of those quirky things in life that people don't much understand. It's kind of a weird thing because, you know, when Julius and Augustus Caesar were running things, they were such egomaniacs and narcissists. They're only 10 months in the year before that, and each month had 40 days. So they threw in 2 months, one for Julius, July, one for Augustus, August, and that's how we got 12 months. It was it's not something that was figured out by somebody like Galileo looking at the moon and saying, the sun's the center of the universe, or whatever he used to figure out that the sun was the center of the universe. Before that, everybody thought the world was flat, like that clown that went up on the rocket this past weekend who thought the world was, what did he say, it wasn't flat, but it was an elliptic or something, or a disc. What was that guy? What's his... What did he claim?
I think he learned that the Earth is very hard, and it's a hard place to land.
Yes, that's right.
I think that's what he
learned. On your head. Yeah, that was the end of him. All right, Biden says that Trump and his allies like the Russians getting into our elections. Whoa! He was on Face the Nation yesterday. Said Trump and his pals aren't taking enough action to stop Russia because they like it.
Well, it benefits them, and that's what happened in the last election, too. Hillary said, look, there's no way in hell Putin wants me to be the president. So, you know, and maybe there was some truth to that.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on that's hard to, some of it's pretty hard to understand, some of it's just plain icky, and some of it's just plain stupid, and it just brings us around to seeing how corrupt the system is and how badly managed it is, frankly. Very fallible. Marianne Williamson has endorsed Bernie Sanders. When my son yesterday was over his house watching a basketball game with Miles, and Miles was playing with his cars, and Brendan looked at me with, my son has he has a wonderful smile, a wry smile. So he's on his iPhone, and he looks up at me, Riley, and said, Dad, your friend Marianne Williamson has endorsed Bernie. And then he called her, you know, some kind of a crazy nut bird. He loves his father, but he knows his father isn't, you know, always as tightly wrapped as he might like me to be. At any rate, so when Marianne Williamson came out to endorse Sanders, he looked at me and says, okay, there's enough of a reason right there. You can vote for him because your friend Marianne Williamson. I like her. I like where she comes from. I like her thought pattern. I like her. So, anyway.
Well, she seems to believe Bernie can get it
Bernie
done.
Bernie can do it. Yep, she does. Yep, I'm getting that from her.
She's got a lot of followers. I don't know.
Yeah, she does. Oh, yeah.
I would assume.
Huge following.
Yeah, I would assume that her followers probably are already maybe on the Bernie train.
Bernie, yeah, I don't think.
Or maybe Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of heavy lifting to that. No, you're right about that. Today, here in Los Angeles, there will be an honoring at Staples Center of the life of Kobe Bryant. And one of the people who apparently is going to speak is Bill Russell. Now, I'm guessing because you didn't know who Willard Scott was, we were talking about him earlier, you don't know who Bill Russell is. Should I assume that the two of you don't know who Bill Russell is?
You are correct.
Okay. Bill Russell, one of the most exciting Boston Celtic basketball players in the history of that franchise, and probably in the history of basketball. Bill Russell was also someone who early on got into race relations. He was so highly regarded and highly respected. He was a temperamental, tough guy and had lots to say, and he was not afraid to say it. And he did it in a city where it was acceptable. If he'd have done it in some other cities, might not have been as acceptable. But he said and did. He put action behind his words in times when Martin Luther King was trying to do a lot of stuff. Bill Russell was very poignant. He was very much out there, and he was a big factor. And when he'd go to other cities, like when he come to Los Angeles, they'd boo him because of his stance when it came to race relations and stuff like that. And this big, the huge rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers, as exemplified by the game they played yesterday, way beyond that is, the silly stuff about rivalries, is somebody like him, Bill Russell, honoring Kobe Bryant. So he's going to be speaking today at this event. But I thought it was pretty interesting. It's like the Red Sox and the Yankees, you know, that kind of stuff is rivalries that go way beyond what normal people would think. It's the best. It's a game, for God's sakes. We even get, you know, people get in fist fights. Guy gets stabbed in a bar. Ay, ay, ay. So anyway, I thought that was, he was in the Staples Center yesterday. He wore, instead of a Celtics jersey, he wore a Lakers jersey. And that was really something. There was a lot of talk about that. So, anyway, that's that story. What about the Royals? A lot of yak about them over the weekend, Victoria, where Harry and Meghan are, what they're doing. The Queen says, let's get this done.
March 31st. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the, that's their,
so yeah. What happens on March 31st or between now and March 31st?
Well, between now and March 31st, they have, I believe, they have two official royal events that they're going to participate in. And then after that, they are, I don't know if they're technically private citizens, but they're not senior members of the royal family anymore. And apparently they put out a whole statement of what this is going to look like on their Instagram. And they have a new website. They're taking the name or the word royal. Right now they're called Sussex Royal. That's the name of the account on Instagram.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now they're not allowed to use the word royal anymore. So now it looks like it's going to be called Sussex Global Charities, and that's the website that they've registered. So they'll be doing their charity work, living in Canada most of the year, and it seems like they're already a lot happier. You know, you see a few paparazzi pictures here and there, and they definitely seem more relaxed.
They seem out of the limelight, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Manner speaking, yeah.
Yeah. So good for them. That's what they wanted, and you know, it's there's still a lot of blowback in the UK, and but you know, you got to choose your own happiness. You know,
exactly.
I have nothing against
live
them.
For yourself. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. What's going on with Julian Assange?
Also
Julian
in London.
Assange.
Yeah. So his court hearing begins today, and that's going to determine whether or not he will be. Continue to be confined, and if so, where and how long will he be in jail? The hearing is going to decide if he will also be sent to the U.S.
Where
to face a trial
hearing?
Here. He is currently locked up in Belmarsh Prison in London.
Right, but he's being extradited here, right? Isn't that part?
Well, no, this hearing is going to decide if he will be sent to the U.S.,
okay.
Amongst other things. And so, now, if he comes over here to the U.S., they're saying that this is going to have huge implications for First Amendment protections. And so the Department of Justice here has already indicted him on 18 counts, alleging 17 forms of espionage, one instance of computer misuse crimes connected to military documents, secret U.S. military documents. So... we'll see where it all ends up, but, you know, this over here, if he comes over here, there's some speculation it could end up with the Supreme Court, because he's claiming First Amendment protections. That's what he's, that's what he's claiming, so we'll see. And Weinstein, that trial's still going on. This is day five now of the jury deliberations, and,
That's not a great sign.
No.
If he skirts on this, I would look out for his personal safety. I wouldn't want to... his shoes walking around New York, whatever that hanging over his head.
Yeah.
Let's go back to England for a second. The story emerged over the weekend of a grandmother who had double knee replacement surgery, but what they did was put the same implant. No, your left knee and your right knee, hello, are different, right? Everything functions differently. There's different, you know, the stuff is all arranged differently because, hello, your left leg is different than your right leg. So what these morons do, they put the same implant into both legs, so she can't move her left leg.
Jeez.
Right leg works fine, but they put the right leg thing in her left leg. And so anyway, she's been in pain for months and months and months. The actual operation took place in October of 2018, and she's had further surgery to fix the implant, and nobody recognized the fact that it would have been very quickly fixed if they'd have put the right implant. They kept moving it around, and they kept... And this is public health, folks. That's what you get in England, public health. Not saying we all ought to not have the access to good health care, but when's the last time you thought the government did a good job with anything? Hello, ding, 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 ding. I don't know what the answer, I honestly don't know. You know, usually I bring up stuff and then I have a solution to suggest. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. But I know the system we have now is awful, and I look at what happens, and the reason I told you the story is just because it's public health in England, and then it's, you know, it's subject to the vagaries of the human condition, I guess, much as anything else. But they kept doing operations on it, and nobody figured out until last week, wait a minute, look at this, what's in there? It's the wrong thing.
Oh.
I'd like to have that one. 46 after the hour, Calitrin has been the healthiest way for people to lose weight since pretty much they started well over 20 years ago. Because it's natural, because it's drug-free, because it's stimulant-free, Calitrin works for everyone. That doesn't make any difference. If you fail to lose significant weight, I saw a story about a woman who's tried 20 different ways, 20 different formulas to lose weight. You got to try one and stick to it. And there's no trickery involved here. This is the real deal. Go to Calitrin.com, if you please. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I get the story about all these people who have had this fabulous success rate. 86% of the people using it, going on it, lose weight, keep it off. The deal right now using the DJV code is you get discounts of $20 off every bottle. So do yourself a favor. You want to lose the weight and keep it off? Go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code, follow the directions, lose the weight easily and effectively so you can keep it off. Discounts in every bottle of $20. Yeah, it's $20 now at Calitrin.com.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So remember last week we were talking about Ryan Newman who got in that big crash, the NASCAR racer. He says over the weekend when interviewed for the first time after that frightening Daytona 500 wreck, I cannot wait to race again. So who thinks that makes sense? I suppose you get into it. Yeah, he's lucky.
He's lucky.
Right, but is it lucky once? Don't tempt fate under the circumstance. How old is this kid? Is he late 20s or something?
I really don't
30s?
Know anything about him. I'm not a NASCAR follower. But
no, but you know, I mean, just when we all know who he is, given what happened
well,
to him.
Well, now I know who he is. I had never heard of him before the crash.
Never,
but again, like I said, I don't follow NASCAR, so I don't know.
No broken bones, no real internal injuries. When you look at that wreck and how frightening it was, though, the fact this guy's walking around, God love him. He wants to race again. 10 before the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Big news for Friends fans. Not a movie, though. Chuck Curry is here. Movie moments are intro with the theme from Friends. There have been a lot of people for a long time, Chucker, trying to get Friends. Yeah. They want to do another season, yada, yada, yada. HBO Max has done something nobody else has been able to do, and that's to get them together to at least talk about it. So what's going to come from watching this? They all have a good time yakking about what they did. Right on the stage.
The original six cast members, Doug, are going to get $2.5 million to do this. It's being reported as an unscripted show. I guess we're going to do an hour or 2 hours, 90 minutes, something like that. But here's the thing. If you're a fan of Friends, and this show has become generational now, generation to generation is loving this show. There was 236 original episodes. Continues to be probably the biggest cash cow in the history of television, that alongside Seinfeld. But
no doubt.
Not that I'm the biggest fan, although I like it. Why would I want to watch them come back? How can I get excited if they're not going to play their characters?
No, people want to know were they really friends? They want to see the energy between the six of them. From all accounts,
they
all are then, and they are now. I heard Jennifer Aniston telling Howard Stern once recently how she goes, the girls get together all the time in one of their houses or apartments, wherever they're living, to have their time together.
So
they
each
other.
So you're telling me that HBO Max is paying the six cast members $2.5 million to tell the fans, if they let me ask a question. Let's ask Victoria and Kara. Is that what they want to see?
I don't really care because I was never a big Friends fan.
No.
So I think it's cool that they're friends in real life, but that's beyond that. I don't care.
I want to see where they are at this generation in their life. I want to see them.
I want to see a lot of people watching that show. Yeah,
there will be. I don't deny it. To me, it's perplexing, but it is what it is.
You know, we were passing lots of thoughts about, or at least I was. You also had some memories of Kirk Douglas. I thought it was very interesting. Over the weekend, it was announced that of his 61 plus million dollars that he had when he dies, give him 50 million of it to his charity, the Douglas Foundation, and all the money goes to Children's Hospital here in L.A.
That's pretty cool.
They have scholarships they set up for underprivileged children, and the 11 million that's left goes to his three sons and his second wife. So, yeah, they all
that's really good.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty special, frankly.
I got to be honest with you. I'm a little surprised considering the generation of star he was that he acquired $61 million. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think he made some good investments like those guys did. So I got to tell you a quick story. Yesterday I was in the Home Depot over on Jefferson in Playa del Rey, and I'm in the nuts and bolts department getting something to fix something here at this house. And I look around, and I see this guy, and I said to him, you have a very familiar face. And he sort of looked at me, and he smiled, and says, I hear that all the time. I said, you're an actor. You're one of these actors that everybody recognizes, but nobody knows your name. And he looked at me, and he smiled, and said, yep, that's right, and I like it that way. And I still...
What was his name?
I don't know. I can't place him.
Okay.
I can't, but his face was so recognizable, and he was right next to me getting nuts and bolts. Everybody thinks all these actors, they live a life of the dream. You know, he's there at Home Depot getting stuff to fix his house, just like everybody else is. And I thought that was kind of cute. We had a quick conversation, and it was really, you know, you see a lot of these people around, but you don't know who they are, at least here in L.A., certainly.
No, I understand. Be honest with you, I'm not really interested in that story, but I'm glad you told me.
I'm glad I told it to you. Anyway.
let me do the box office. Number one at the box office, Sonic the Hedgehog for the second straight weekend, $26 million, $106 million in 2 weeks. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I actually sat down and watched it. I don't watch a lot of these animated or family films, but I got to tell you, this was... very entertaining movie. It was well done. I have little doubt families are going to really like this film, and there will be a sequel. Harrison Ford, Call of the Wild, opened well, $24.8 million to play.
Good movie.
Second.
I went to see it. Do you know it was all done on a soundstage? They didn't go to Alaska. They didn't do anything.
Wow.
It's
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was surprised.
So it was good.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it's a good movie. Yep.
Very good.
So this, the dog is lovable. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn, third, $7 million, $72 million in 3 weeks. Horror film, The Boys 2, 5.9, and Bad Boys for Life round out the top five, 5.8. That film's done $191 million, which is much better than they anticipated. I'm sure there'll be another one. That is good
Bad
for
Boys?
Will Smith.
Oh,
yeah. $191 million here in the States alone. Pretty good.
Yeah, do a lot of business around the world. All right, so that's it, Chuck. You did a good job, as usual. Thank you very much. I gave my recommendation for the Call of the Wild.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.